CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Palestinians with empty pots in their hands scramble to get food at a soup kitchen in Gaza City. People throughout the war-torn territory are starving. The BBC's Hugo Bachega reports.
Under pressure, Israel says countries will now be allowed to drop supplies from the air. A symbolic gesture that won't solve the crisis. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has described the announcement as inefficient and a distraction, and says the process can even kill people on the ground.
Republicans are looking to redraw congressional districts in Texas, which could give them an edge in the midterm elections. Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett told a rally in Houston.
They haven't given us any maps.
No.
They haven't laid it out that they want to go through our communities of common interest, that they want to divide different parts of Houston.
Some Texas Democrats are heading to Illinois to get advice. Governor J.B. Pritzker.
We help educate the voters about what's happening and also, importantly, stand up against this thwarting of democracy.
Overseas. President Trump played golf today at his Scottish golf course as protesters took to the streets, accusing leaders in the UK of pandering to him. While in Scotland, Trump is set to talk trade with Britain's Prime Minister and the European Union Commission President. More than 20% of NASA's workforce has applied for Trump administration buyouts, the latest from CBS's Michael Wallace.
That's nearly 4,000 of the space agency's 18,000 employees. The deadline to apply was midnight. A White House budget proposal would slash NASA's funding by about 25% from $24 billion to $18 billion. NASA says safety remains a top priority as it balances the need to become a more streamlined and efficient organization and works to get astronauts to the moon and Mars.
The Garlic Festival is making a comeback in Gilroy, California. Len Ramirez reports.
It's the scent, the sound, and the sizzle that people in Gilroy have missed. The Gilroy Garlic Festival is back in 2025 after being canceled for several years. A comeback rooted in resilience.
I feel absolutely marvelous about how the community has come together on this garlic festival.
Sam Bozo helped organize the first garlic festival in 1979.
The Garlic Festival took a hiatus due to a 2019 mass shooting, the pandemic, and money troubles. Supporters were able to bring it back. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time. Time for the pro to get everything for the entire job all from one partner. To get access to over 3 million products, including many products you won't find in our stores. It's time to get delivery on your schedule or next day on over 50,000 products. And time to get dedicated support on the job site or in our stores. From ordering to planning, we've got you. One partner, any job, all in. Ask about all we can now do at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro, it's about time.
Jewelry is benefiting relief efforts in Central Texas.
The James Avery Jewelry Company has had a connection with Camp Mystic for more than half a century, making charms specifically for campers.
It's the activities that they may have done or the cabin that they may have stayed in.
CEO John McCullough.
And over time, they build these charm bracelets that really reflect their experience at camp.
After the flood that killed campers and counselors, production manager Kristen Zavala went to work on a deep in the heart of Texas charm in silver or gold, with proceeds going to relief efforts.
They quickly asked, can we work overtime? We'll do whatever it takes.
They're processing orders for more than 60,000. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Trump administration is releasing $6 billion in grants to schools. The money for adult literacy, English language, and other programs had been held up since July 1st while the administration checked to see if it aligned with White House priorities. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. The low within a few degrees of 70, a slight storm chance. For tomorrow, some early fog, then it'll be hot and humid. A high right around 90 degrees, the heat index approaching 100. Right now it's 80.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, just past 5 and Chris Morrow, glad you're along. Saturday afternoon, getting ready for Raiders postseason football. 5:45, the pregame today. Playoff football from Michigan against the Rams.
Left a good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Between the
Central Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Told me I'm into something good. Herman's Hermits with Peter Noon on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Glad you're along. Chris Morrow in for Rick Johnson. Coming up at 5:45, Racine Raiders football. It's playoff football as they take on the Rams from Michigan tonight.
I go downtown and roam around, but every street I walk, I find another dead end. I'm on my own, but I'm so all alone. I won't have to pretend. I know there's someone just waiting somewhere. I look around for her, but she's just not there. Oh, doesn't somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Doesn't somebody want to be wanted like me? Just like me. Running free, but I don't want to be. I couldn't take another day like yesterday. I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town.
I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Just like me.
some point in your high school life, did you have a moment like that? Oh no, we were supposed to be home by 11. What are we doing? It's the Everly Brothers on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Peter, Paul, and Mary now.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. You down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. Go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Peter, Paul, and Mary's version of Leaving on a Jet Plane. John Denver's version was amazing as well. He wrote it, and they kind of picked it up, made the bigger hit out of it. But you'll find it on the John Denver Greatest Hits collection, too. I'm Chris Morrow in for Rick Johnson. Glad you are listening today. We've got a full weekend of stuff for you, including Raiders football tonight, the playoff game against the Michigan Rams at 5:45, kickoff at 6. Then tomorrow morning, 7 till noon, Lou Regani's in with the Music of the Stars, and then Brewer Baseball tomorrow afternoon, 12:35, the pregame. Full weekend soundtrack for you here on WRJN.
Is your check engine light on? Is your car making a strange noise? Anaya's Auto Repair is on it. They're diagnostic experts with cutting-edge tech to find the problem fast. Classics, commuters, commercial vehicles, even buses, they handle it all. Electrical issues? No problem. AC service? You bet. Anaya's even works with all of the newest Freon systems, no sweat. And most vehicles are in and out the same day. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. 52nd Street, Kenosha, just east of 30th Avenue.
Need a break from the brutal summer heat? Cool off at Station on 6th, the firefighter-themed bar that turns hot days into chill nights. Grab your friends and slide into a frosty handcrafted cocktail or an ice-cold beer served straight from the hose line taps. With firehouse decor, great music, and nothing but good times on duty, Station on 6th is your go-to escape from the sizzle. Beat the heat, one cool drink at a time. Station on 6th, downtown Kenosha, just south of 57th Street.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
News, timeless hits on WRJN, your home for the Don Rosen Morning Show. Weekday morning, 6 to 9. Monday morning, join Don and his guest, Racine First District Alderman Malik Frazier, updating us on issues of interest in the entire city and the First District. The Don Rosen Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9, on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate.
wicked side. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Years, you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Shirt tails, Susie was in pigtails.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Stevie Wonder and Chris Morrow looking forward to Raiders football coming up here in just a few minutes. 5:45, the scheduled pregame kickoff for playoff football at 6 tonight. The Racine Raiders are on WRJN.
Down in the boondocks.
I love you more.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, with Racine Raider playoff football coming up at 5:45.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? Shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. I
still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Don't take your love to town.
Racine Raiders football is on the air.
Pump fake by Locke, throwing to Payne along the near sideline, makes the catch, slips a tackle, Payne loose, down the sideline, feel the Payne! Touchdown, Raiders!
The Racine Raiders Broadcast Network, now on Home Team Network, and back on WRJN. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM.
Locke gives to Benko. Benko up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders!
Racine Raiders football is brought to you by Active Body Fitness, personal and small group fitness training, Anton Painting and Decorating, transform your home. Domino's Pizza, try their Parmesan Stuffed Crust Pizza today. Educators Credit Union, achieving more together. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, where strong Wisconsin roots unlock the home you've been dreaming of. Our Harmony Club, enriching lives, easing care, creating connections. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Senior Helpers of Racine and Kenosha, senior care only better. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Woodman's Food Markets, low prices every aisle, every day.
The Racine Raiders, back-to-back national champions.
Now, here's the Racine Raiders broadcast team with tonight's game. Now, here's the Racine Raiders broadcast team with tonight's game.
Good evening from Star International Academy in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. It is time for the second season, the playoff season, the Players Football Association semifinal games taking place this weekend. They are both taking place in the Detroit metro area. And today's game, they're both actually rematches of the game 2 weeks ago. The Detroit Ravens hosting the Indy Bison in one game. And then here in this one, it is your Racine Raiders taking on the Motor City Rams, a team that the Raiders took to the brink a couple weeks ago thanks to the defense and special teams. Raiders able to jump out to a two-possession lead at the half. But then things falling apart for Racine in the second half as they fell to the Motor City Rams. That put them in the four seed in the PFA playoffs behind the Indy Bison, despite having beat the Indy Bison in head-to-head, the second tiebreaker for the PFA outside of overall record is the total point differential in PFA contests. The PFA counted the Phoenix Outlaws game, which was a game completely organized by the Raiders instead of the Alabama Beavers game, and that ended up allowing the Indy Bison to win the tiebreaker by just one point. 1 point for the Indy Bison. That meant, though, on the bright side, that the Raiders would be able to host a home playoff game last week. However, the Michigan Bills, they weren't anticipating a trip to Racine. They thought that they would be traveling to Indianapolis regardless of the outcomes of the games a couple of weeks ago, and they chose to not participate in the playoffs, giving Racine a 21-0 forfeit victory over the Michigan Bills to advance to the second round. So outside of not being able to have some revenue and excite the fans one last time at historic Horlick Athletic Field, the Raiders walking in to the second round of the PFA playoffs. The winner of this one will either host or travel. If the Rams win, they will host. Everything comes through Dearborn Heights here. They are unbeaten. They are the defending PFA champions. So everything comes through Star International Academy, the home of the Falcons here, the home of the Rams tonight. Meanwhile, if Racine would win, they would travel to the winner of the Detroit Ravens game against the Indy Bison. So either Indianapolis or Detroit next week if Racine ends up taking this game here tonight. Let's take a look at the anticipated starters for tonight's contest for the Raiders, 9-3 overall. Their front five include Chenault Carey, 6'3", 290, Jacob Zimmerman, 6'2", 265, Nick Nelson, the center, 6'3", 245, Michael Hill at right guard, 6'5", 285, and at right tackle, Javier Farasquilla, 6'4", 300. The tight end will be Dylan Flores tonight, 6'4", 260. The receivers, Jaquez Woodland, 6'2", 205, and Jordan Payne, 6'2", 235. The H-back, Rico Flores, 6'3", 225. The starting running back will be Howard Triplett, 6'1", 215. And the starting quarterback again tonight is Sawyer Schick, 5'11", 210. On the Raiders' defense, the front four will be Carter Mayer, 6'2", 240. Cordero Williams, who had a scoop and score a couple of weeks ago, 6'3", 30. Armani Goodwin, 6'3", 30 as well, out of Case High School. And number 90, Ronald Hagan, 6'3", 260. The linebackers, Arion Ivey, 6'4", 220. Gary Young will be in the middle to start this game, 6'3", 250, out of Bemidji State. And then Cam Hall will be at the other outside linebacker, 6'1", 220. The corners will be Channing Schultz, making his return, 6'1", 80, in his eighth season out of Iowa Central Community College. And on the other side, the back-to-back player of the week for the Raiders, Corey Dalton, 5'9", 170, had a pick six and a punt return for a touchdown 2 weeks ago when these teams first met. The safeties, Stephon Chapman, 6'1", 190, and Jordan Donowski, 5'11", 170. For the Motor City Rams, anticipated starters, at least from last 2 weeks ago, on the front line on offense, you have John Skinner Jr. out of Southwest Academy High School, Andrew Myers out of Finney High School, Jordan Johnson out of Monroe High School, Derek Eshelman out of Otterbein College, and Torian Belton, 6'2", 260 out of Ferndale High School. He was named the Offensive Lineman of the Year in the PFA. The receivers, Kyshawn Johnson out of Eastern Michigan. We found out later in the game that he was not wearing his 83 last week. He was wearing double zero. I do see an 83 out there this week, so it looks like he may have switched back to that 83 number. Number five, DeFerrell Davis out of Central Michigan. Number nine, Devin Ashley out of Robichaud High School. He's their leading receiver this year, 727 yards and 8 TDs. And number 12, Curtis Allen, 5'11", 150. Their starting running back for most of the season has been Kevin Mahone, 6'2", 216, though Leonardo Moss started 2 weeks ago, had a really nice game, really nice first quarter that helped the Rams get that first score, and then we didn't see him the rest of the game. The defense on the front line, the defensive lineman of the year, the defensive player of the year, I believe it was, number 10, Takari Johnson out of Concordia, Ann Arbor. Mike Barise Jr. out of Ellsworth Community College, Kaishan Tyson out of Grand Valley State, and Siobhan Boone out of Mount Morris High School. The linebackers, Jorian O'Neill out of East English Village Prep, Joe Carter in the middle, and Derek Newsom out of Arkansas State University at the other outside linebacker position. The corners, Kevin Williams with 2 interceptions on the season, and Curtis Allen with 4 interceptions. Allen 5'11", 150 out of East English Village Prep. And then the safeties are Cameron Bell out of Siena Heights University, a couple of picks this year, and Cartier Embry, 6'1", 160. He has 4 interceptions this season. As we're close to getting things underway here at Star International Academy, nice field here at Star International Academy. Nice home field for this Motor City Rams team. As we are a few minutes away from that opening kickoff, we aren't anticipating too much weather. There was a lot of concern about weather early on as we were making our trek here. We had some concerns about weather, watching it all week this week, and whether this game might end up even getting played. And we think we should be all right here tonight. So we will wait to see, of course. You never know. We're in the Midwest, and weather can always play a role. I'm Don Wadowitz, happy to be joining you here tonight. I'm joined by Jack Redlin, who's doing our stats, and then Dave Zuper is our one camera person here tonight. We do have a few different camera angles for you. Well, a few distant camera angles that are unmanned cameras that we have sitting up here in our window. And for those of you that are on our live feed as opposed to WRJN, you'll also notice we have a new scoreboard bug and a new laptop. So hoping that we leveled up here, Jack. So, and we'll be bringing you an even better performance here tonight than we have in the past, which has been good. But now we're hoping we upgraded that a little bit. Tell you what, why don't we let you take a look, a little sneak peek at the Active Body Trivia, Fitness Trivia question here tonight for you. The Active Body Fitness Trivia question: how many points has the Racine Raiders defense scored this season? How many points has the Racine Raiders defense scored this season? Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Visit our friends at Active Body Fitness, 2818 Lathrop Avenue, activebodyfitness.com, as the Motor City Rams come out from their tunnel and the smoke here at Star International Academy as we look to get things underway shortly. Hopefully a good game. Racine has several players back tonight, so that is a huge plus. Several players that weren't here 2 weeks ago, several players also that are returning from injury after some time off. So just to give you an idea of who will be here that was not here 2 weeks ago, you have Antonio Dundee. We already talked about Channing Schultz. Willie Clay is back. Jordan Danowski. Aubrey Anderson on the offensive line. Joe Garcia. Will Norwood. Brady Wodak. Daquan Smith was eligible to return, but I don't think he ended up being able to make the trip. And then Jayshon Foster also making a return here tonight. So should be a good night for football here at Star International Academy as we look to get this one underway for you here tonight as the Raiders try to keep their season alive here tonight against this Motor City Rams team. The Rams having beaten the Detroit Ravens earlier this season, one of their big rivals, and of course beating Racine, running through the league unbeaten this season, trying to repeat as champions in the Players Football Association. As you see the teams out at midfield for the coin toss with the captains out there. As Gary Young out there for Racine, he's joined, I believe, Elvin Turner out there as well. For the Raiders, you got Bibby Davis out there as well, all to handle this coin toss, ready to get this PFA semifinal game underway and see what we have here. Racine deferred to the second half. There was some talk if there was weather with how things could go here tonight, if there was weather that Racine might choose if they won the coin toss to take the football, because if the game would be called at any point in time, there's a lot of factors that the league was going to take into play, including previous meetings between the teams. And so there was some talk if Racine would take the opening kickoff if they won the coin toss, but they have elected to defer, seeing that we're not anticipating here tonight again any serious weather, anything that should delay the game. Of course, there's always that opportunity for pop-ups. Want to say thanks to Daryl Januzzi, our studio engineer back at the WRJN studios, if you're tuning in on WRJN. And